Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters. Today we'll explore the heights of the prophets, an awe-inspiring reflection of Allah's creation and a powerful lesson in faith. You might wonder, why does their height matter? Stay tuned, because it's not just about the numbers, it's about the greatness Allah bestowed upon them. So let's jump in. Prophet Adam, alayhi al-salam. We begin with the one who set the stage for humanity, Prophet Adam, alayhi al-salam. Known as the first human created by Allah, Adam's height was extraordinary. In a narration from Sahih Bukhari, it's mentioned that Prophet Adam's height was 60 cubits, about 27.5 meters. To put this into perspective, that's taller than a seven-story building. Subhanallah. But here's the thing. Adam's height wasn't just about his physical presence. It symbolizes the greatness of the Creator. The sheer scale of his creation is a reminder of Allah's power. And as humanity gradually lost height, it teaches us something profound. We may change over time, but the greatness of our Creator never diminishes. Prophet Nuh, alayhi al-salam. Next, we look at Prophet Nuh, alayhi al-salam, a man whose physical strength and towering height matched his resilience. Historical narrations suggest he was a giant, with some estimates placing his height at around 10 to 15 meters. Despite his great height, the people he was sent to rejected him. For nearly 950 years, Prophet Nuh, alayhi al-salam, preached tirelessly, calling his people to the path of righteousness. But did his size protect him from the trials? No. His towering figure couldn't save him from the arrogance of those around him. The lesson here is clear. True strength isn't about size, it's about character. Prophet Hud, alayhi al-salam. Now, we come to Prophet Hud, alayhi al-salam, sent to the mighty people of Ad, known for their immense physical height. The people of Ad were described as giants, with some sources estimating their height around 20 meters. These were people who had it all, strong, proud, and powerful. But they lost their way. Prophet Hud, alayhi al-salam, warned them, reminding them that no amount of physical power could save them from the wrath of Allah if they refused to repent. Their pride led to their downfall, and in a swift moment, a violent wind destroyed them. The lesson? Power without humility is a curse, not a blessing. Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi al-salam. Now let's look at Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi al-salam, who is often referred to as the father of the believers' faiths. While the specifics of his height aren't clearly recorded, what we do know is that he was a giant in spirit. From his willingness to sacrifice everything for Allah's command, to his unwavering faith, Prophet Ibrahim's example has inspired millions. His connection to height is symbolic. Just as he was elevated in status by Allah, we too can rise in honor and dignity by aligning our lives with truth. Prophet Musa, alayhi al-salam. Now, let's shift to Prophet Musa, alayhi al-salam, one of the most powerful and physically strong prophets. While his exact height is not explicitly mentioned, it's believed that he stood taller than most men of his time, around 6 to 7 feet, 2 meters. His strength was both physical and spiritual. Musa, alayhi al-salam, wasn't afraid to confront Pharaoh, the most powerful ruler of his time, with nothing but his faith in Allah and his staff, turning it into a snake and parting the Red Sea. Prophet Musa, alayhi al-salam, shows us that true strength comes from relying on Allah, even when faced with the greatest adversities. His towering courage and faith are far more significant than any physical height. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, we come to the final prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, whose height was described as neither too tall nor too short, but perfect. At around 5'7", he was of average height, yet his presence was commanding. The companions often said that when he stood among them, he appeared taller than anyone else. But let's be real, his height didn't define him. What truly set him apart was his character, his humility, his compassion, his leadership. He was tall in every sense that matters. And that's a key lesson for us. Physical size is fleeting, but the height of one's character is what leaves a lasting impact. And so, as we reflect on the heights of these noble men, we must ask ourselves, what kind of height do we strive for? The kind that is measured in inches and feet, or the kind that is measured in faith, patience, and virtue? The heights of the prophets show us that Allah's greatness cannot be measured by any physical standard. What truly matters is our connection with Him, our character, and how we embody the teachings of these incredible men. May we all strive to stand tall in faith and humility. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this video, and subscribe for more inspiring content on the Prophets of Islam. Until next time, may Allah protect and guide you always. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan for watching. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more Islamic content. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.